is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump is mourning the conservative activist and influencer shot to death during an appearance before thousands of students at Utah Valley University.
I am filled with grief and anger at the heinous assassination of Charlie Kirk.
Utah's Governor Spencer Cox.
This is a dark day for our state. It's a tragic day for our nation. I want to be very clear that this is a political assassination.
Political analysts credit Kirk's influence with young voters for boosting President Trump's re-election bid. The manhunt for a suspect continues. Correspondent Matt Piper.
Charlie Kirk was beginning his American comeback tour at Utah Valley University in Orem, Utah, when he was shot once in the neck. Investigators say the gun appears to have been fired from as far as 200 yards away from an elevated campus building.
We just saw it. We heard a loud shot, a loud bang, and then I saw his body actually in slow motion kind of fall over.
We thought it was cool to have so many people around there to just debate. We didn't think that it was going to turn so violent so quickly.
And I just heard the sound, the loud pop, and then I just saw everybody running.
President Trump has ordered flags to be flown at half-staff.
Mourners held vigils for Kirk across the country last night. The New York Yankees held a moment of silence before their game against the Tigers. CBS's Chris Van Cleve from Phoenix, home to the group Kirk co-founded, Turning Point USA.
A steady stream of people have come to pay their respects, dropping off flowers. We've seen a lot of emotion, people in tears, embracing each other and praying. Noticeably, a number of young people are among the folks coming to pay their respects.
Charlie Kirk was 31. He leaves behind a wife and two young daughters. Breaking news from the UK. Prime Minister Keir Starmer has just fired the British ambassador to the U.S. over Peter Mendelsohn's links to Jeffrey Epstein. In a 2003 birthday letter released by U.S. lawmakers this week, Mendelsohn refers to the late sex offender as his best pal and an intelligent, sharp-witted man. His dismissal comes just a week before President Trump is scheduled to visit Britain. Qatar says a funeral will be held in Doha today for four people killed in an Israeli airstrike Tuesday, targeting Hamas operatives. Qatar's prime minister is also accusing Benjamin Netanyahu of killing any hope of releasing the remaining hostages in Gaza. The BBC's Wira Davis reports from Jerusalem.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, other Israeli leaders have gone on the record saying they had the right to do this in the same way that the United States had the right to go after Osama bin Laden after the 9/11 attacks.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The niece of the Kenosha County executive was on campus at Utah Valley University during the assassination of Charlie Kirk yesterday. In a statement, Samantha Kirkman said her niece was not harmed. Kirkman called the event horrific and offered her condolences to the Kirk family. She said political violence is a senseless act that must be condemned in every circumstance. The Ranger population is booming. UW Parkside is seeing one of its biggest freshman classes in recent years, with enrollment up about 8.5%. At nearly 900 new undergraduates, it's the second largest class in the past 5 years. There is a new program called Direct Enroll that lets high school students more easily apply to Wisconsin universities. There seems to be a ransom scam going around. A fake kidnapping scam targeted a Kenosha woman yesterday after she got a call demanding $25,000 for her daughter's release. Police say the woman quickly confirmed that her daughter was safe and reported the scam. Police say these types of calls are on the rise and that you should double-check with family members before responding to scammers. The fight over smoking in Wisconsin bars could be back. Lawmakers are considering Assembly Bill 211, which would let current bars qualify as tobacco bars if they sell tobacco. A 2009 ban shut down smoking in most places. Health groups, including the American Cancer Society, say the bill would undo the state's smoking ban and risk public health. Supporters say it's about fairness for taverns. The Assembly has the measure up for debate this week. The Senate still hasn't held hearings. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Halber.
At Papa John's, get your everyday favorites for just $6.99 each when you order two or more items from the Papa Pairings menu. When you order more, you save more. Choose from medium one-topping pizzas, boneless or traditional wings, papadillas, breadsticks, cheese sticks, garlic knots, and desserts. It's easy to order all your favorites when they're just $6.99 each. So the next time your friends come over to eat your food, check out the Papa Pairings menu to save. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
The Packers in prime time. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Lambeau Field in Green Bay, where the Packers play the Washington Commanders tonight. Green Bay 3-point favorites to win. Jordan Love asks if he likes playing in night games.
I like playing in whatever game. You know, no matter what game it is, I'm ready. Obviously, we don't get to, you know, pick and choose which games are prime time, things like that. But, man, every game is an opportunity to go out there and win the game. So it doesn't matter when it is, what time, where we're playing at. You know, I'm ready for each game.
Baseball, the Brewers headed home. They open a series tomorrow night in Milwaukee against the St. Louis Cardinals after being swept by the Rangers. Final score yesterday, 6-3. Pat Murphy.
Still proud of our guys. I love our guys. It's not lack of effort, guys. It's not letting down. It's maybe the opposite. We're exhausted. We're beat up. We're injured. And things did not go our way this week. You guys saw it. You know, that has to happen sometimes in baseball.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Today's writing forecast is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at hoglawyer.com. This is some of the best riding weather of the season, but pay attention and be careful out there because unfortunately there have been a lot of unnecessary motorcycle accidents lately. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any kind of accident, call a Hog Lawyer immediately at 888-999-6644. He's the lawyer who rides, and with over 45 years of road-tested experience, he's definitely the guy you want on your side to protect your rights. Call him today or visit him online at hoglawyer.com.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Plenty of sunshine expected today with high temps in the lower 70s. For tonight, partly cloudy skies. It'll be a mild night with lows in the upper 50s. More the same on Friday. A little bit warmer, though. Mostly sunny skies, a high near 75 degrees. Right now, it's 60 degrees.
We've got this cat, a psychotic serial killer cat, who just kills for fun. Doesn't need any of it. Just rips it to pieces and drops it off. Here's a bird with no head. Oh, why would you do that? And he looks at me like, why would you ask me this question? I give you a gift and this is how you treat me? It brings in live rats and drops them in the laundry room. Live rats, it goes into the yard, gets rats, drags them in by their neck, like the rat owes us money. This is how we spend our time. I'm good with the magazine. I can get it into the corner, you know? I can pin it. But then the three of us are looking at each other, my wife, the rat, and I. Someone's got to make a move and get it outside. And I'll be honest with you, I'm not doing it. I didn't want these animals. I'm not grabbing a rat trying to bite me. I'm good at faking it, like I'm really trying, you know?
Don Rosen.
Lolly Small and my boy Lollipop. Hey, good morning. It's 10 minutes after 6. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN, a civic media station. Hometown radio refreshed. Hey, we're looking for a partly sunny day today. Highs near 72, partly cloudy tonight, low 60. Sunshine, high 75 tomorrow. For the weekend, partly sunny with a slight chance of an early shower or thunderstorm. Slight chance. Highs near 79 and sunny on Sunday with a high near 76 right now. Partly cloudy, 61 degrees. Beautiful morning here at Radio Park. I'm Don Rosen. Coming up a little after 7 o'clock this morning, your 4th District County Board Supervisor, Melissa Caprillion's going to be here. She also went all throughout Europe this summer. I'm going to get a little preview of that, what went on there, huh? Wow. I've been to Europe, but not like on a tour of Europe. I went to visit some relatives, but yeah, we're going to hear all about that coming up a little after 7 o'clock this morning. But right now, we got the Beatles from 1965 from their movie.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone. Help. When I was younger, so much younger than today. I never needed anybody's help in any way.
Hold You. Wait a second. That wasn't the name of the movie, was it? Yeah, United Artists originally had the film called Eight Arms to Hold You. Then they got that song and they said, well, let's name the movie Help. Good move. That's why United Artists was one of the biggest movie studios. Well, I never had a studio, but one of the biggest movie companies in history because they were smart. Would you try sunscreen-flavored ice cream? Carnival Cruises and Van Leeuwen teamed up and made it happen. They can't try it yet. They're going to go engage reaction online before they make the ice cream. The main flavors are vanilla, coconut, and salt. Salt ice cream? Now, I love coconut ice cream. Very difficult to get because if they have it, it's coconut and almonds, and I don't want almonds. Very difficult to get coconut ice cream, but I don't like the fact they're calling it sunscreen-flavored ice cream. You know, if they didn't call it that, maybe I would like it. But they're calling it that. 6:15 at WRJN.
I'll go on living and keep on forgiving because you are my first love. So very warm and tender the way you love me. Hey girl, can you remember and want more of me?
Ronnie, 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 why can't you hold
Winnebago Classic Four Seasons and Ronnie. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Thanks for joining us here on this Thursday morning. And I've got great news for you. If you have a Girl Scout, you know she's been putting in long hours at the lab this summer, helping to develop the next Girl Scout cookie flavor. Well, she did it. It's ready. The Girl Scouts just unveiled their newest cookie. It's called Explore Mores. And it's kind of a Rocky Road-inspired cookie. They're chocolate cookies that have a creamy filling with notes of chocolate, marshmallow, and toasted almond-flavored cream. Mmm, cookies. I wonder when they're coming out. I think in April, aren't they? March, April, around there? Oh, yeah, I love Girl Scout cookies. You know what my wife got me for my birthday last year? 6 boxes of Girl Scout. Maybe it was more than that. Could have been 10 boxes of the lemonade Girl Scout cookies. And I was supposed to, like, one a month, parcel them out. I didn't do that. I ate more than that. They're just so good, Girl Scout cookies. They're the best. It's 618 Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Here's Pete with the beat.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Sometimes we are better off as moviegoers when there are no huge blockbusters being released. True movie fans can take advantage of the variety that becomes available in theaters post-summer, and such is the case this weekend. This week's openers are headlined by Downton Abbey, the grand finale. The Crowley family finds themselves at the center of a public scandal as they move into the 1930s. I never really watched the show, so I don't have much of an opinion, but the film has a built-in fan base and a 91% on Rotten Tomatoes. If you're looking for something that is the exact opposite, check out The Long Walk, a thriller based on Stephen King's first novel. The film tells the story of a group of teenage boys taking part in a contest where they must maintain a certain walking speed or they get shot. Not for those seeking whimsy, but it is pulling in 97% on Rotten Tomatoes. And finally, The Wait Is Over is the sequel to Spinal Tap. Spinal Tap 2 hits the big screen. No reviews are in, but none needed. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Want to feel good from the inside out? At Aero Smoothies and Cafe, they blend real fruit. No syrups, no fillers, just pure, nutritious ingredients your body will thank you for. From antioxidant-rich acai bowls to protein-packed smoothies, every bite and sip is designed to fuel your day naturally. With fresh toppings like chia seeds, almond butter, granola, and more, it's the healthy choice that actually tastes amazing. Come nourish yourself at Aero Smoothies and Cafe, 424 Main Street in downtown Racine, where health meets flavor every single time.
When you choose Hospice Alliance, you receive support from expert-level caregivers every step of the way. From understanding the Medicare-Medicaid hospice benefit and what private insurances cover, to grief support for the whole family. Hospice Alliance will always provide the very best care to every patient who comes to them and will never turn away a patient for inability to pay. At Hospice Alliance, adding life to days is their goal. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. Hospicealliance.org.
A masterful comedy that will woo you from the start. The Importance of Being Earnest continues this weekend at the Racine Theatre Guild. Jack resides in the country, Algernon in the city. They've each created an imaginary person to escape their lives, but living a double life has its drawbacks, especially in love. To impress two ladies, Jack and Algernon find themselves caught in a complicated charade of witty dialogue, romantic notions, and ridiculous charm. Call the box office 633-4218 or visit racinetheatre.org for tickets and showtimes.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Hey, I went to the new place. They didn't have everything. But the bananas were on sale.
Wait, why didn't you go to Woodman's?
Hi, we're the Woodman's.
I'm Clint.
I'm Phil.
Other stores promote a few items but charge more for everything else.
At Woodman's, you save big time money on your whole grocery bill.
I even use the app to compare prices.
Oh my gosh, talk about receipt regret.
Our work here is done.
Service and savings. It's
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Gear up for fall with a Brewers Crewneck sweatshirt giveaway Saturday, September 13th, courtesy of U.S. Cellular. The crew will give away 25,000 of the limited edition Crewneck sweatshirts. Grab your seats today at brewers.com/giveaways.
join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Written by Carol King and her husband, Jared Goffin. They wrote it for their babysitter, and her name was Little Eva. And Little Eva had a big hit. That was the cover version by Grand Funk. Locomotion. It's 626. Local news. Timeless hits here at WRJN. People freaking out after Congress shared footage of a UFO appearing to survive a direct hit from a missile. I saw the footage on TV. There's a simpler explanation than aliens, is there? No. One leading skeptic says it was just a balloon. You're telling me a missile fired from a fighter jet can't take down a balloon? There's something wrong with that. Is it aliens? I don't know. What do I know? It's 627 local news. Timeless hits WRJN. Oh, little darling, these are the diamonds. Local news. Timeless hits at WRJN.
Oh, well. darling, I need you to call my own and never do wrong. To hold in mind your little hand, I'll know too soon that all is so grand.
The Diamonds at 6:29 at WRJN. Cracker Barrel announced that they have shut their plans down to remodel the restaurants. They'll be sticking with the dusty old dining rooms that their customers love so much. People think they made a blunder by changing the logo and then changing it back again, then saying they're going to redesign all the restaurants, take all the folksy things out of it. Now they're putting them back again. I think they're geniuses. They could not afford all the publicity they recently received. And they're looking like heroes now. So, Cracker Barrel people, I think they're geniuses in marketing. It's 6:30 at WRJN. Let's check our morning news, see what's going on. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The push that started in Racine is moving a little further on down the line. The Milwaukee Public Works Committee voted unanimously to endorse joining a new rail commission. The full Milwaukee Common Council could approve the move in 2 weeks. If approved, Milwaukee would join Racine and Kenosha in what's called the MARC Passenger Rail Commission. The goal is to revive the long-discussed commuter rail between the three cities. Supporters say the commission opens the door for federal funds and planning. Mayors in all three cities are backing the move. The tracks used would be closer to population centers in all three cities and could connect to the Kenosha Metro Stop, which has trains going to Chicago. The project does remain in the early planning stage. A state senator representing Racine and Kenosha has commented about the political assassination of commentator Charlie Kirk. State Senator Bob Wirch of the 22nd District called Kirk's killing a tragic attack on free speech. In his statement, Wirch said Kirk was assassinated while exercising a fundamental right. He said the country must come together to put an end to the political violence. A new tool from Kenosha County is aimed at helping pregnant women struggling with mental health or substance abuse issues. The effort from the county's Behavioral Health Services Department offers information on prenatal and postpartum care, safe haven options, and tips for tracking well-being. County officials say it's designed to connect women with support while also making it easier for providers to share information. Details about the project are online at the Kenosha County website. The 1st District Congressman reached out and touched constituents over the phone this week. Representative Brian Stiles spoke with voters by phone this week in a telephone town hall, answering questions on topics like Social Security, energy prices, and immigration. The 45-minute event Monday was his latest attempt to connect with constituents. Critics argue he's avoiding holding in-person events. Stiles promoted recent bipartisan work, including mental health bills, while also standing by the SAVE Act and Trump's energy agenda. You can go deeper on that town hall today online at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
You want something fresh? How about signature subs and chef salads from Lee's Deli? Just the way you like them. At Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, Kinsey Corner, and now inside Workforce Development, 1717 Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the shop on Washington for even more mouthwatering options, like giant party subs perfect for your next luncheon or tailgate. Ordering's easy with the Lee's Deli mobile app. More reward points mean more perks. Lee's Deli. For over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
You've probably felt it yourself, overdoing it a little bit with beautiful weather. Well, guess what? As the harvest season approaches, farmers need to listen to their bodies as well. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Thursday, and a couple tips on what to pay attention to. That's just around the corner.
Farmers and ranchers across the country trust Can-Am because of how they build support and stand behind their machines. Now they're backing that trust with even more. Get 24 months of coverage when you purchase select Defender and Outlander models through the Can-Am Agri agricultural and business program. That's how confident they are in the durability of their units. That's not all. You also get a rebate up to $3,500. Give your fleet the upgrade it deserves. Visit the Can-Am website to learn more about the program. Offer ends October 31st. Certain conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Dr. Jay Makovic is part owner of Belleville Chiropractic and Wellness Center. He grew up on his family's farm in Muscadet and understands firsthand the hard work and dedication that farmers pour into their livelihoods. But as the harvest approaches, he also reminds farmers, listen to your bodies.
I think we're seeing more injuries, low back strain, low back irritation, nerve irritation, disc injuries, and also a lot of soft tissue injuries from that static position when they're in these pieces of equipment and machinery. And we're seeing that they're doing this for such long periods of time that their ability to recover and for that spine to be really be resilient, it diminishes. We have to really be able to communicate that first and foremost to the patient that I understand, again, being a farmer, that's going to happen. We have to better educate and empower the patient that it's not the end of the world.
Mostly, Dr. Jay Makovic from Belleville Chiropractic and Wellness Center says he wants farmers to acknowledge when their bodies need a rest, need a break, maybe even need a visit to a doctor. And remember, movement is medicine, motion is lotion.
BioVet combines the latest research and technology to develop high-quality microbial and nutritional solutions for your operation. BioVet's innovative product line supports the immune system, digestive function, reproduction, along with growth and development of your livestock. Learn more at bio-vet.com and visit us at World Dairy Expo booth number EH1503 and 1504. EH1503 and 1504.
Innovation, innovation, that's BioVet.
And if you're looking to reward yourself at the end of that hard working day, the Wisconsin Beef Council, in partnership with Gather Wisconsin, has got a new tool that might help, the Prime Rib Trail. It's a statewide guide to supper clubs and restaurants serving prime rib. Right now, they've got 16 locations all across the state that dot the map, but they're looking for your input and more. It's available now at beeftips.com. That's literally a look at food news on a Thursday. I'm PM Yonke.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models.
Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormes. Plenty of sunshine expected today with high temps in the lower 70s. For tonight, partly cloudy skies. It'll be a mild night with lows in the upper 50s. More the same on Friday. A little bit warmer, though. Mostly sunny skies. A high near 75 degrees. Right now, it's 60 degrees.
I don't like having too many things. I'm a thrower-outer. That's my personality type. I'm a thrower-outer. If I have something, I really don't want it. I wish there was a store where I could buy something, pivot, and just throw it down a chute into an incinerator, walk out, no bags. That's my perfect shopping experience. Now, my wife, of course, is the opposite. This is marriage. This is the beauty. The conflict is the beauty of marriage. My wife is a saver. She's a keeper. She grips, grasps. Everything is organized. Every styrofoam peanut is numbered, cataloged, filed. I will throw anything out at any time. Where's the wedding album? I thought you were done with it. And that was wrong. I admit that now. Those are special memories, and they're gone now. But the point is this. All things on Earth only exist in different stages of becoming garbage. Okay? Your home is a garbage processing center where you buy new things, bring them into your house, and slowly crapify them over time. Okay? This is your life.
Blue, navy blue, I'm as blue as I can be.
Renee, Navy Blue, local news, timeless hits at WRJN at 640. It is a, Thursday morning. Coming up a little after 7 o'clock, our 4th District County Board Supervisor, Melissa Caprillion, is going to be here. In addition to talking about what's going on in the county, she's going to tell us about her recent tour of Europe. Vacation in Europe. And we'll find out, interesting, because a lot of people never, ever, ever go overseas in their entire lives. So live vicariously through Melissa's trip this past summer. It's 640, as I said, a family in Texas celebrating big time. The first baby girl in their family in over a century. Firefighter Michael Sherman and his wife, Jakia, found out they're having a baby girl. Michael's side has only had boys for 108 years. I have a feeling that little girl is going to be spoiled for the rest of her life. 641, local news, timeless hits, WRJN with the Beach Boys. Wouldn't it be nice? Beach Boys, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Partly sunny, high 72 today. Partly cloudy tonight, lows around 60. Sunshiny tomorrow with a high near 75. Looking ahead to the weekend, partly sunny on Saturday. Just a slight chance of an early shower or thunderstorm. Highs near 79. And sunny on Sunday with a high near 76. Right now it's cloudy, 61 degrees right here at Radio Park. Hey, do you ever feel sometimes that people are just no good? Well, this might change your mind. A waitress in Vancouver, British Columbia, interrupted her shift last Thursday to jump into the ocean and save a baby raccoon. She heard it screaming, saw it go under the water, and didn't hesitate. Then, after she saved it, she went back to taking orders. The raccoon inhaled a lot of water and would have died, but the owner of a seaplane flew him to an animal rescue free of charge and pulled him through. They've been bottle feeding him, and he's around 2 months old. They said he's going to be just fine. All thanks to the kindness of a waitress and a pilot. See? There are good people doing good things in this world. I love those stories. 644 local news, timeless hits, WRJN, a civic media station, hometown radio refreshed. Turn around, look at me. These are the Vogues.
someone to stand beside you. Turn around, look at me, and there's someone to love and guide you. Turn around, look at me.
Look at me, 647 local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Partly sunny today, high 72 right now, cloudy, 61 degrees at Radio Park. Now, I love movies. People know that from listening to the show a lot, and I love drive-in movies, and that's why this story really caught my eye. The Associated Press did a story on a couple in Pennsylvania who borrowed $1 million to save the world's oldest drive-in movie theater. Schenkweiler's Drive-In opened up near Allentown, Pennsylvania, back in 1934. It was America's second drive-in theater. The first opened in New Jersey a year before that, but didn't last long. Got demolished in 1940. The husband and wife pooled their savings, borrowed $1 million, and bought it in 2022. They say their investments paid off. They're open Thursday through Sunday, charge $13 for adults, $9 for kids. There's actually a documentary you can watch that was made about Schenkweiler's Drive-In and these two people that went ahead and saved the drive-in theater. It's a really good documentary on Schenkweiler's Drive-In. Take a look at it. Hey, the morning show here at WRJN, sponsored every morning by Marine Credit Union. Chart your course with Marine Credit Union, proudly supporting the community one step at a time.
Back to school season brings full calendars, long lists, and big decisions. It's a lot to juggle. At Marine Credit Union, they're here to help chart your course one step at a time. From saving for college, budgeting for school supplies, to planning your family's next big step, Marine Credit Union walks with you on that journey because their passion is serving families like yours and strengthening the community we all call home. Marine Credit Union, ready to chart your course forward. Visit them on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue. Membership required, insured by NCUA.
The pizza makers over at Papa John's are cooking up something pretty crust-worthy. The new garlic five cheese crust. They start by hand-stretching Papa John's original dough made with six simple ingredients, brushing it with garlic parm sauce, and adding five bold melty cheeses. It's cheesy garlic bread meets pizza. This one is for the crust lovers, the cheese chasers, and those garlic fanatics. It's loud, it's rich, it's straight-up delicious. Order the new garlic five cheese crust today. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
It's time to take back your freedom. Easy Mobility Solutions has the ideal ride for any season. Golden and Pride mobility scooters, power chairs, and lift recliners. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Live life on your terms. Don't let mobility hold you back. Come in and test drive today. Visit Easy Mobility Solutions across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Mention this ad today and save $100 on any mobility scooter, power chair, or lift recliner. Easy Mobility Solutions. Freedom starts here. Fire up the grill and make every bite count with fresh, flavorful buns and breads from Main Street Bakery. Soft rolls, hamburger buns, hot dog buns, brat buns, baked fresh daily and built for big, meaty flavor. Or spice things up with Main Street Bakery's green chili and cheese hamburger buns and hot dog buns, packed with bold flavor. Every bite of a burger, brat, or barbecue should be paired with oven fresh goodness. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
I love a day on the water with friends, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis sometimes holds me back. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy.
Teaching music is my passion, but my active psoriatic arthritis can limit me at times. Now I'm treating my joint symptoms with Skyrizi.
With Skyrizi, most people with plaque psoriasis saw 90% clearer skin at 4 months.
Or if you are an adult with active psoriatic arthritis, Skyrizi helps you move with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
There's nothing like clearer skin.
There's nothing like better movement, and that means everything.
Nothing is everything.
Ask your doctor about Skyrizi. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
I'll Never Find Another You, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Here's a fun fact for you. If you're allergic to cats, it also means you're allergic to lions and tigers. Although if you're close enough to one, sneezing might not be the worst of your problems. Okay. It's 6:54 at WRJN. Looking for partly sunny weather today. Right now, cloudy and 61 degrees.
Eyes of May.
Eyes of May.
What am I ever gonna see my wedding day?
Wedding day.
I was on your side, Bill, when you were loose.
When you were loose.
mention Wedding Bell Blues. It's 657 local news, timeless hits at WRJN. You know, there are a lot of seemingly easy things that a surprising number of people just can't do, like blowing bubbles with bubble gum. I could do that. Snapping fingers. I could do that. Winking, whistling, shuffling cards, or touching their toes without bending their knees. I used to be able to do that. My wife can do something that I can't do. She can whistle by putting those two fingers in her mouth. You know that loud screaming whistle after a performance of somebody? They do that loud whistle. I don't know how she gets that talent. For some reason, I can't do that. And no matter how much I try, I think you have to be born with that kind of talent. My wife is. I just can't do that, though. 657, local news, timeless hits at WRJN, a civic media station, hometown radio, refreshed.
I go downtown and roam around, but every street I walk, I find another dead end. I'm on my own, but I'm so all alone. I need somebody, so I won't have to pretend. I know there's someone just waiting somewhere. Yesterday, I'm dead on my feet from walking the street. I need somebody to help me find my way. I've gotta get out of this town. Before I do, I'll take a last look around. Oh, does somebody want to be wanted like me? Where are you?
I'm no different from anybody else. I start each day and I end each night. But it gets really lonely when you're by yourself. Now where is love? And who is love? I gotta know.
The Partridge Family, doesn't somebody want to be wanted? It's exactly 7 o'clock. Let's check our news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Mourners outside Turning Point USA in Phoenix, co-founded by Charlie Kirk, the conservative activist and close Trump ally who was shot to death during an outdoor appearance at Utah Valley University in front of thousands of students. The manhunt ongoing for a suspect. Correspondent Matt Piper begins team coverage.
Christian Overman was at the event and says there was not much security.
After about the second question that was asked, is